Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And I don't sound like LaVon Evelyn. I'm Chris Park stepping in, pinch hitting for LaVon here this morning. But we're going to be talking about an event that you can stop by and check out this Sunday in Walnut. Some fun things going on with the Walnut Community Center. And board member Rick Bloom is joining us here to talk about the facility here this morning. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us this morning. I know this has been a labor of love project. You wanted to do some good for the community of Walnut by using the former school building to turn it into a community center, and it's been going on for a few years now. How long have you been involved here, Rick?
I've been involved since 2016, and when the school closed, we got right to work on it. There's a committee of 10 of us, and so we made it through the pandemic okay, because we had to pretty much close for that, 9 months or so. But, you know, things are looking up and we're making good progress.
Yeah, I know this took a lot of folks to come together and, of course, initially to make happen and get started. And then now you're kind of working on continually improving the facility and offering more things to the community. And that's part of the reason why you're having an event here this weekend on Sunday, an open house going on Sunday from 11 to 2. I guess you want to talk about what the event is about and what you're going to be showing off.
Well, we're looking to show off the facility and welcome people who might consider fitness center membership or renting the facility. We're also looking for volunteers and also people who are inspired by the work and want to help with the financial support of our operation. So the place will be open for people to self-tour, but we will be giving tours as well by members of the foundation.
That's great, yeah. So if somebody isn't maybe familiar with everything that's available, or if they've just maybe been hesitant to stop by, sometimes it's a little intimidating, go check out something new. Well, here's a great opportunity to do so in a very casual format, I assume.
Yeah, it's entirely casual, and, we're serving lunch as well. So we've prepared lasagna and garlic bread, and we're going to have desserts. And there's a mac and cheese option for kids as well, so... you can come in and get the free meal and take a tour and just meet us. So it's very casual, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that was going to be my next question. And I'm assuming that it was a free event, an opportunity for folks to stop by, but I'm sure that you're going to be open to folks that might be willing to help make donations or, like you said, sign up for opportunities to be a member of the fitness facility or to think about renting the facility as well. What types of renters maybe have you had so far? What kind of things do you think the facility could offer to someone?
Well, the fitness center is a pretty good value. We have two rooms in the fitness center. One is strictly a weight room and a room for classes, and the other has all of our cardio equipment in it. And those are the former band and music rooms in the facility, and so that's the fitness center part of it. There's also a walking route in the facility that's 1/11th of a mile, and so a lot of people take advantage of that walking route. And also, as a fitness center member, you can use either gymnasium. So,
yes.
And then we have renters who have family functions. We do have a lot of graduation parties there, family get-togethers, and some meetings where people find it useful to use one of our rooms for a meeting. So, and then, of course, it's rare to have a facility like that with two gymnasiums. So if you have a team and you need to practice, we have that option as well. So we have a lot of different ways for folks to get involved and use the facility.
If folks are interested in that and wanting to get signed up, how do they go about doing that?
Basically, they can get a hold of any of the foundation members. The rental agreements are through the City of Walnut, but we can facilitate that contact as well.
Okay, and you mentioned a pretty good value. I guess you probably rates vary depending on what people want to do, but I'm sure you've got the information kind of readily available for them.
Yeah, and we'll have all that. I don't have them at the top of my head, but I know that when we set these rates, we were very mindful of what other facilities cost. You know, so we want, and for senior citizens, for those of us in that category, it's a lower rate, and you know, there's a family rate, there's a single rate. So, and we have been told that if you want to just rent a room, you know, that our rates are very reasonable compared to others around the area.
Yeah, that's great. Obviously, this is something that, you know, started to be a benefit to the community of Walnut, but certainly for folks that are in the area, that this might be a good meeting point, or, you know, maybe this is a halfway point for some folks in certain locations. It'd be a good place to rent out from those that might be outside the community as well.
Yeah, and we believe that, you know, between Omaha and Des Moines, we would be a perfect place to have, you know, a business event, which is halfway. And we also want to kind of show off our new spaces. We have two newly renovated rooms that we put in new carpeting and paint and so forth and new art. And one is the Hansen Conference Room. We used to call that the East Conference Room. And then the former ICN classroom. So now we have three excellent spaces to rent for family gatherings or meetings. We also want to kind of show off our new weight room. We got new flooring in there, and it's all fixed up for folks who want to lift weights, and then we have a separate room for cardio. So we kind of want to show off all the changes that we've made, and then, too, talk about the things that we have on our long list of improvements to make yet.
I guess, how did you get to some of this stuff accomplished already? Obviously, some of the board members are key in executing and getting things done, but you've got to raise funds as well. Has this been just a collaborative effort?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a combination of, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, obviously, from a lot of people and the city folks, you know, the city staff as well. Here, but I'd say it's been a mix between rental income and donations, and we've had some very good luck with generosity from local folks and people who used to go to school here. For instance, we just got a gift from Barb Davis Licklider, who was a grad in 1970 and went on to be a full professor at Iowa State, and she wanted to give back to her hometown, and this way she's, so now we have a newly designated space in honor of Earl and Arlene Davis, who were longtime members of the community, and so we're very excited about that. It's those kind of folks who make this possible, that have that, you know, vision and desire to give back to Walnut.
Yeah, that's great. It's an awesome way to connect with those, both past and present, certainly. I know I've seen, too, over in the last couple of years, you've had lots of kind of community competitions as well, maybe some volleyball-type things or things that go on inside the gymnasium, and then you have a little snack bar that's open during those things also, so that's another great way to use it as a resource for the community.
Yeah, the Mixed Nuts Volleyball League, we took that over from guy by the name of James Johnson, who ran this league in Shelby. They saw our facility, they liked it, they came here, and then our committee took over running the league. And so every Monday night from December to March, we had this league, but we also decided to serve a meal. And that was popular with our community. So that Monday night thing has been a fantastic success, and we look to, you know, build off of that. In fact, we would like to start now a pickleball league. We do have the equipment in place. We just need to get organized with a pickleball league, and there's a lot of demand for that as well.
That's great. Certainly have made a lot of progress, offer a lot of things to folks. You mentioned you have some long-term maybe ideas on your plate. Anything that really stands out on something that you'd like to accomplish down the road?
Well, I mean, in terms of capital needs, our equipment list is long, but I think at the top of the list is to upgrade our HVAC systems. You know, this facility is a combination of 1913, 1961, 2000 buildings, and the systems really need to have, you know, an overall review. We'd like to add an outdoor space like a patio slash beer garden area. We'd like to continue to upgrade our kitchen. And then with the help of some local folks, we have put together a plan for new equipment in phases for our fitness center. So, yes, we have a long list and a very ambitious committee that we kind of work tirelessly to get this done.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome what you've been able to accomplish so far. Remind folks again about the opportunity to come check it out here on Sunday.
Yeah, so Sunday, May Day, May 1st, we're going to be open from 11 to 2. It's walk-in. There's no cost. We're serving a meal, and we welcome you to walk the facility, take a tour with us, get to meet the members and just get an idea of what we're about. And, our goal is to be available for community members and the area to have a nice facility as a community center, as a fitness center, a place to rent for events.
Well, Rick, again, congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish so far. We wish you the best of luck here moving forward, and hope you have a great event here this week. And thanks for talking to us.
Well, thanks for the time, Chris. We really appreciate that.
All right. That's Rick Bloom with the Walnut Community Center Board. They've got that open house coming up here this weekend. Let's listen to this again from Camblin Plumbing and Heating.